This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I love it. I love what's going on right now with DeSantis taking on the left. He's not allowing them to get away with this. And I appreciate it. I understand it. I really do. I mean, I understand it. So I really, appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And we just, we need not, I don't want to say we need not to let them win, because that's not it. We need not to let them get away with the stories they're telling. The ones that we both know aren't true. Okay? It's not right. There's no reason for it, right? And why we sit back and let them do this to us, I have no idea. All right, head over to the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen to it. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. A lot you can get involved with, which is what I want you to do. I do want you to get involved. And it's just... There's a story here I want to do so bad I can taste it, but I can't clean it up. And it's something that's happening in the school, right? And I can't clean it up. So I'm chopping at the bit, and my head's going all over the place. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged. We don't have much time left until Election Day. And I want to know, I truly want to know, what are you doing? What are you doing to make a difference? What are you doing to make sure that your candidate, a conservative candidate, is going to win? Are you doing anything, I guess is the question. In all sincerity, right? Some aren't. Some of you guys are out there for you. No, I don't get it at all. I don't know if you guys... Did you guys hear the other day that... what was it? Tucker Carlson... He went after them big time on the whiteness and the lack of diversity on Martha's Vineyard. I think when the Obamas arrived, they doubled the black population, didn't they? Seriously, it's hilarious. And for hundreds of years, really, Martha's Vineyard, it's been nothing but a white island, seriously. I know I grew up not in Martha's Vineyard, obviously, but I grew up in Massachusetts, right? And when you see where these islands are, when you see what's going on there and who's involved and who isn't, you know why it's like that. The elites will never tell you why. The elites will never say anything to you about it. And yet they couldn't wait. I mean, seriously. They couldn't wait to get them gone. When those illegals showed up there, they couldn't wait to get them gone. I'd like to see somebody left to deny that. If you want to come on and tell me how, let me see, you couldn't They couldn't feed them. They couldn't take care of them. They didn't have the resources for them. We're supposed to believe that, but we're not supposed to believe that Texas didn't have the resources, couldn't take care of them. Yeah, the Texans were lying, according to these people. That's how ridiculous it is. Anyway, you know, a few weeks ago, Todd Starnes was speaking at a Republican campaign. It was in Pennsylvania, I think it was. He asked the crowd at the time to join him in prayer. And because some of these people hate God so much, a lot of them do. They hate religious people. They hate God so much. They especially hate Christians. Because they're no longer at the top of the list for us. They're no longer the God of the country, right? And that makes them nuts. That makes some on the left crazy. Speaker asked the crowd to raise their hands as they pray to Almighty God. It is a form of surrender. Right? Not a fist held forward. When you raise your hands to the Almighty, it is a form, for a Christian, it is a form of surrender. I'm yours. What do you want me to do? I've given it up to you. It's a traditional way of praying. There's nothing new with it. And it happens every Sunday at about every church in this country. Tristan Snell is a former prosecutor in Newark attorney. That's what I was talking about. Office accused the Christians of participating in a Nazi salute. Yes, this is a Nazi salute at a Doug Mastriano campaign event. Democracy is literally on the ballot in November, people. Mr. Snell's claim that fame was prosecuting Trump University. That's what he did. It's not the first time that Christians have been beaten up like this by the left. Remember when Barack Obama, pulling everybody together, accused people of faith of clinging to their guns and religion? Remember that one? Oh, there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry, nothing was going to happen. Joe Biden called us dregs of society. John McCain once said that we were agents of intolerance. Hillary Clinton basically called us deplorables. Irredeemable. Which is really funny because we're irredeemable by them. Totally redeemable by Christ. As for Attorney Snell, it takes some mental gymnastics to accuse Christians of petitioning the Almighty of pledging their allegiance to the Third Reich. Really. God, I love these people. I know, I mean that sincerely. I really can't wrap my head on how to get this crazy. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
So we'll see your host. We're back. If I just learn how to press the buttons, we'd be back even better. Joe with Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Again, get involved. Get engaged. Do something different, right? Seriously. I mean, you're sitting on the couch. You're yelling at the radio, yelling at the TV, yelling at Facebook. Or I should say yelling on Facebook. And what's that doing for you? Is it helping you at all? Is it getting your blood pressure down? What's it doing? Are you winning any of those arguments? That would be my other question. No, you're not. I mean, I get it. I'm very passionate about the things I want to do, too. And I get how you want to keep fighting. You know, call these people out. Talk with them. Ask them questions. Don't just tell them they're wrong all the time. Ask them questions. Watch what happens. They won't know how to respond. They usually don't. Anyway, so we were talking about this person that has decided that when you raise your hand to God, when you raise your hand to honor God in a prayer, it's some kind of Nazi salute, apparently. Apparently God's a Nazi now. And you take a beat from these guys all the time, right? And I was telling you how Barack Obama, he was the one, he really started it with this thing that, you know, the people of faith, they cling to their guns, they cling to their religion. And I am sure, I've been willing to bet you that 99% of Christian Democrats didn't have a problem with that at all. Seriously. The attorney, Snell, who brought this out, that he thought this was like a Nazi salute. You really had to go through some pretzel twisting to get this, to make this happen. You know, he's a real pinhead because they were worshiping God. They were not worshiping Hitler. And to show you, I say it all the time, they're godless, soulless people, and it's easy to prove. Newsom's at it again. You got to love this guy. At least he's too dull to know how dull he actually is. He's rolled out a bunch of billboards in pro-life states encouraging women to travel to California for abortions. Come on down. Where they travel? Look at, I'm telling you what, we've got the Golden Gate Bridge, right? We've got beautiful parks. We've got all kinds of things. We have abortions too. Yeah, that's it. Now, somebody asked, that went up last week, used Jesus' words to promote killing preborn babies. I mean, I'm hoping God hits every one of those with a lightning bolt. That would be funny. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm asking God to destroy public property. Private property. The billboards are painted in several pro-life states, Texas, Indiana, Ohio, Mississippi, South Dakota, South Carolina, and Oklahoma. All of these states restricted abortions after Roe versus Wade. In Mississippi and Oklahoma, conservative states are the buckle of the Bible Belt. I love this. Newsom ads feature a reference to Mark 12:31, which reads, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself. There's no greater commandment than these." It's just hilarious. The ads omit the greatest commandment told by Jesus in the verse before. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and all your strength. Sorry, don't want to leave anything out. Yeah, they don't want that part. They want to use the parts that they think they can pull over the wool, or pull the wool over the eyes. And frankly, they'll do it with people that are less studied, right? That don't really, they go to church to feel good. They don't go to church for the study, to understand. There's no way. Far-left governors announced the launch of billboards on Twitter last week. They're all going to do it. They're going to use your tax dollars in those states to promote abortion. Sick people, aren't they? Just launched billboards in seven of the most restrictive anti-abortion states, he said. This is from Newsom's Twitter, right? That explain how women can access care no matter where they live to any woman seeking an abortion in these anti-freedom states. California will defend your right. We'll defend your right so much. We'll use taxpayer dollars of those who do not agree with abortion to fly you in, to take care of you, to pay your bill, to put you up in a hotel for a few days to make sure you're okay, and then send you home again. Isn't that great? It's just amazing. And then in Texas, Newsom puts out, Texas doesn't own your body, you do. Well, yeah, California doesn't follow that either. Oh, except the fact they're going to force you to put chemicals in your body. They're going to force you to restrict the oxygen into your body if they feel so light. Right? There's so many things that just don't make sense with these people. Right? It's almost impossible to carry a gun here. So you women, you're on your own. If you have to go into L.A., you got a problem. Yeah, it won't be your body for long, believe me. Right? People of Indiana will be seeing ads like Indiana does not own your body. I mean, these guys are really hilarious. Need an abortion? California's ready to help. You need a better education? We'll see what we can do. It's just amazing, isn't it? And again, look what they're playing on. South Dakota, this ad's a little different for some reason. They got a woman in handcuffs. South Dakota doesn't own your body. Now, they're using tax dollars for this. He doesn't care. In late August, California passed 13 pro-abortion laws, one which prohibits investigations of deaths of babies older than 20 weeks gestation. All these billboards, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. They weren't paid by tax dollars. The billboards were paid by his governor's campaign. Can you do that? Right? Is that okay? That's not funny. What's the difference between California and the Titanic? Anybody? Yeah, the Titanic had its lights on when it went down. Not funny. God bless. All right, you want to get a quick giggle? I thought this was funny myself. The Biden White House said the illegals deserve better than being dropped off in Martha's Vineyard. Come on. Yeah, they really said that. You can't do anything but laugh at it. You know, the White House Press Secretary, Karen Jean-Pierre, she, whenever she's asked a question that she really doesn't have the answer to, she doesn't even know where she's going with it. They do it in radio. Most people, when they start from radio, do the same thing. They do that kind of thing. That's what she did. Until she finally came out, and you'll have to hear it on the other side of the break. Jump into your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
The lackluster U.S. harvest year is setting back efforts to relieve a global food supply that's been constrained by Russia's war in Ukraine. Agriculture industry executives said Tuesday worldwide crop supplies remain tight, and some said at least two more years of good harvests in North and South America are needed to ease the pressure. High temperatures this summer exacerbated drought conditions in the U.S. West and the country's Great Plains. The latest poll in Arizona's high-profile gubernatorial race shows Republican Carrie Lake widening her margin of victory over Democrat Katie Hobbs. The poll, conducted by the Trafalgar Group between September 14th and 17th among 1,080 likely voters, shows Lake with a lead of 50% to 45.6%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell.
Part of that solution is to make sure that you're informed, right? You know what I always say to you? All right, let's get to, God bless this woman. I don't even know what to say about this. So the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, she uttered a series of ums and oohs when the reporter asked her about border security. And I got to tell you, the thing I find the most interesting about this, why isn't she ready for the question? Oh, come on, let's be honest about it. Why isn't she ready for the question? She knows it's coming. You can't not know. She knows that they're going to ask the question. She should be at least ready to answer it in some way, shape, manner, or form. So, let me see. Can we get her on here? Yeah, we can do this. All right, take a listen. I am, like I said, I find this stuff highly interesting. Here, go.
But does the White House stand by those comments that the border is secure?
What we stand by is that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that we follow the process that's been put forth. That's why we have historic funding to do just that, to make sure that the folks that we encounter at the border be removed or expelled.
Right. Because that's exactly... Maybe I... Did I miss something? Was there a message in there that just didn't come out?
But does the White House stand by those comments that the border is secure?
What we stand by is that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that we follow the process that's been put forth. That's why we have historic funding to do just that, to make sure that the folks that we encounter at the border be removed or expelled.
But
God, she's worse than I am. I mean, I think she was. Didn't she go to the Camilla School of Speaking? Must have been. Another report asked, busing aside, how do you explain the influx? She goes on to say, we understand that we have work to do. And we've been doing that work to do that. We've taken unprecedented measures that I'm not aware of and don't know anything about. Oh, God. Let's play this one, too. This is too good to ignore. You know what I mean? Take a listen.
The busing aside, how do you explain this influx?
Well, again, we understand that we have work to do. We understand that. And we have been doing the work to do that. We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border and rebuild a safer and orderly process system.
I don't know what to do with that. I mean, come on, think about it. I don't know what to do with that. The busing aside, how do you explain the influx? Right? So she didn't want to deal with the busing. That you saw these people on buses coming up from the southern border of Mexico. Right? I mean, she totally sounds like Kamala Harris. Come on, give me that much. But those are valid questions to ask. We want answers to. But I love the fact that she says that they deserve better. This is short. You got to play this one, too.
They deserve better than being left on the streets of D.C. or being left in Martha's Vineyard. They deserve a lot better than that. They deserve better than being...
Martha's Vineyard. Leave me on the streets of Martha's Vineyard. I mean, some of these people, where they would end up and how they would end up and the help that they would not get, they would be in worse shape. It's crazy talk from their side. Anyway, I just find it amusing. You know, it's a sanctuary island. They talk about how great they are and all the things that they want to do. Do they mean it? No, in all sincerity, do they mean it? They can't. You can't say you stand with them. I mean, they have, what do you call it, yard signs. That they stand with the immigrants as they're pushing them off the island, I should say. But they stand with the immigrants. Anybody else, can anybody else call and have that make sense to me? I am totally, I guess I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer as some of you think. I'm totally lost. Another totally lost guy, apparently. Really, I love the look. If you guys could see this, the look on Don Lemon's face. When he's totally stumped after suggesting to a royal commentator that the Crown pay reparations because of all the money they have. They need to pay reparations for what they did. Her answer is not only just classic, it's perfect, and it's true. Take a listen.
And then you have those who are asking for reparations for colonialism, and they're wondering, you know, $100 billion, $24 billion here and there, $500 million there. Some people want to be paid back, and members of the public are wondering, why are we suffering when you are, you know, you have all of this vast wealth? Those are legitimate concerns.
Well, I think you're right about reparations in terms of if people want it, though, what they need to do is you always need to go back to the beginning of a supply chain. Where was the beginning of the supply chain? That was in Africa, and when that crossed the entire world, when the slavery was taking place, which was the first nation in the world that abolished slavery? The first nation in the world to abolish it. It was started by William Wilberforce, was the British. And I think you're totally right. If reparations need to be paid, we need to go right back to the beginning of that supply chain and say, who was rounding up their own people and having them handcuffed in cages? Absolutely. That's where they should...
He doesn't know what to do. I wish you guys could see his face. He has no clues on what to do here. She's got him. They don't know their history, and they don't want... I honestly believe that's why they don't teach this in school. They don't want you to know the truth, because then you push back. You know, I mean, the Democrats say that we started slavery here in America. You know, because the Egyptians never had slaves. It was a common practice when one tribe captured another tribe, right, or they had these wars, you would take the men and women as slaves. But I guess that's eluded them. They've forgotten about that. The truth of the matter is that it tribes in Africa. You took the men as slaves. Oh, men and women, actually. You know, but this woman really ate. He didn't know what to do with that. He's not smart enough to know what to do. Look at, you have to see the look at his face like, duh, what do I do with this? He didn't know where to go with it. And he doesn't pull it out later on either. Maybe this is why he lost his primetime slot. Really, can we be honest about it? 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732-5563. And these guys, just think of, they have arrived. I never want to get like that. I never want to be like that. I never want to sound like that. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-5732-556. Nikki Haley, God bless her. I don't know, you know what, she's got better things to do, but I guess I would have done the same thing if I had the opportunity. She went on The View. They should rename that show to Lack of View, don't you think? I'm just saying. She shot back at Sunny Hostin Tuesday. The host accused her of being a chameleon for going by a different name. When co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin brought up the former governor of South Carolina, Hostin went off, what's her real name again? She accused her of not embracing her Indian ethnicity. Haley responded to her on Twitter, which is a great place to be. Thanks for your concern, Sonny. It's racist of you to judge my name. Nikki is an Indian name and is on my birth certificate. And I'm proud of that. What's sad is the left's hypocrisy towards conservative minorities. By the way, last I checked, Sonny isn't your birth name. See, I told you, they're so self-unaware. More of this when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be, as I always say, part of the solution. There's no other way around it. There's no other way to do it the right way, if you would. So I'm talking, I can't stand these people. I was talking about this earlier. And
I'm going to prove to you why.
We'll get to this in a second. But Sunny Hostin, is that her name? No, that's not her real name. I realize that. But Sunny Hostin, she went on to attack Nikki Haley for not using, some of you that may not have caught this, for not using her real name. And she calls her out for doing so without really understanding or knowing, or even, yeah, I mean, truly even knowing.
Nikki Haley was incredibly effective.
Really what Nikki's name is. And this is why I call it, you know, it definitely is the wrong view, if you would. You got another name for it? Because when it comes to stuff like this, they jump all over it without having the information they need. I'm not so sure they even care. I mean that sincerely. Take a listen. It's only a couple seconds long, really. Take a listen to what she has to say, what she believes to be truth. And then I'll tell you what Nikki Haley, how Nikki Haley went after her.
Nikki Haley was an incredibly effective governor of South Carolina.
What is her real name again? There are some of us that can be chameleons and decide not to embrace our ethnicity so that we can pass.
Sonny,
so
I don't think that's fair.
You go by a different name.
Yeah. I don't want to be the one to say
because
it.
Most Americans can't pronounce Asuncion because of the undereducation.
So because most Americans can't pronounce her name, that's why she uses Nikki. That's what, again, assuming, that's what she did. It's just Sonny assumed that was her name. I know, I'm beating this up on purpose. I want to show you how out of touch, how so unfull of reality these people are. Right? So, Nikki Haley responded via Twitter, because I guess that's what they use, that's how they talk to each other now. She said, thanks for your concern, Sonny. Isn't it racist for you to judge my name? Nikki is an Indian name. It's on my birth certificate, and I'm proud of that. What's sad is the left's hypocrisy towards conservative minorities. By the way, last I checked, your birth name is not Sonny. Now, I wonder what they do with that. There'll be no response. Now, host was even called out by her co-host. Sonny, you go by a different name. Sarah Haynes said with a laugh, I didn't want to be the one to say it. Oh, please, please. Whoopi Goldberg, who closed out the segment, also goes by a different name than her birth name. By the way, anybody know what her birth name is? Eddie? Yeah, it's Karen Elaine Johnson. Why Whoopi Goldberg? That's hilarious. But I mean, it just shows you the hypocrisy. A lot of people in Hollywood change their names. And it just shows you the mass hypocrisy from these people, and they really don't care. Come on, give me a break, will you? They don't care what you think. They don't care what the truth is. They don't care what reality is. It's just not a big deal for them. And in a heartbeat, and I mean in a heartbeat, they will call you out for things that they're doing themselves. That's why I say, always look at what they're doing. No, really, always look at what they're doing. They talk about being the people of truth, that they want to be the people of truth, that they're the ones that hold out for the truth. They're the ones that are always doing the right thing. And they're not. You see it more and more if you'd stop and think, breathe deep and think, you'd see they're not doing it. Anyway, 855... Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I don't know some of these people, so you're going to have to help me out here. Right? I mean, I don't beat my brains out. I'm not a big movie fan. I don't go beat my brains out to make sure I know who these stars are, if you would. But actress and former MMA fighter Gina Carano, she revealed some little long details surrounding her firing from the Mandalorian. She discussed her latest projects of a new episode on Tucker Carlson. Now, Carano, who famously played Cara Dune, in the Disney Plus original series, was poised to lead her own show for the platform. Now, she was booted over a series of controversial tweets surrounding the coronavirus pandemic, voter fraud, and the 2020 presidential election. And, by the way, she would... God, I love this. She would not... use her pronouns on Twitter. She refused. Right? Now think of that. She became the target of intense online backlash, but the final straw occurred when the actress compared the dangerous division in American politics to Nazi Germany. That's when her agent, her lawyer, her publicist, her employer, all dropped her without notice. Her career was canceled overnight. Somebody should pick her up and run with it. Really. And you know what's funny about it? Remember how I keep telling you liberals are so self-aware? Self-unaware. I'm sorry, not aware. Self-unaware. Yeah, I say that because they proved her point. They proved the point of how intolerant she was. They are. I just find all that amazing. I was just trying to keep my head down, not cause any problems. She said, work hard, get the next job. Be really excited to be part of every project. Make sure that you do your job to the utmost ability and keep on inching forward. She said, I'm set. I'm ready. I finally got to star in The Mandalorian. And then the world decided that its brain was going to break. I love that. That's a great line. Now, Carano said that she's never particularly active or vocal in politics. But the summer of 2020, she said it raised a whole bunch of questions. And when she saw what was happening, she had to chime in. Now, see, that's a real hero. That's a real patriot hero. She knew what she was laying on the line. How many of you are doing the same thing? Really? She said nothing was adding up as we were starting to move forward, she said. And I was like, wait a minute, these people are getting completely taken advantage of and not allowed to open up their churches. Those places are closed, but you can go out on the street. You can spit in a cop's face. You can sweat. You can throw anger everywhere. That's all okay. At this point, I just really stopped buying into it, Carano continued. And then she said, I was starting to get really upset. I was speaking out about lockdowns, mass vaccinations, pronouns, way before anybody was saying much about it. And so I was a little bit ahead, Carino told Carson. I'm sure if I would have done it now, that I wouldn't have been a big deal. But see, she stepped out early. She knew what was right. She knew what she wanted to say. She knew that she wasn't going to be held down. In February 2021, Lucasfilms announced that Carano was let go from her part of the Star Wars spinoff cast. She told Carlson that it was her failure to go along with Hollywood's narrative, and it cost her a job. She said, I became a fan favorite in The Mandalorian, but they didn't even let me do any interviews once. Once I started becoming controversial, when I refused to beat their drum, it became a real problem. Lucasfilm spokesperson said, at the time, the Carano social media posts denigrated people based on their culture and religious identities. That's unacceptable. That's not true. It's not what she said at all. In the days of the fall, Carano was called everything from a white supremacist bigot to a racist. She described herself as a victim of growing cancel culture at the time. Everybody kind of blew it off. Wasn't a big deal, right? But we know how they operate. We know now. It's just like when Trump said that they were wiretapping his tower, his offices. He was right. Everybody laughed at him, poo-pooed him. We don't do that kind of stuff. Not in this country. But then we find out it was true. The government was Big Brother. The government was doing things that they weren't entitled to do. Government was doing the things that... Actually, our government now, we're doing things that... One of the reasons we left and broke away from England. They were all up in our business. They can, for all intents and purposes, walk into your house with a blank warrant, a blank writ, fill in the blanks when they found what they were looking for. That's a true story. Look it up. Now, when she started a Western film, I guess, The Daily Wire, Terror on the Prairie. I don't know much about this stuff. She plays a real tough, rawhide pioneer mother. I mean, think about that one. Right, she was a UFC champion. I don't watch that stuff, so I don't even know. Some of you guys have made fun of me. You send me emails going, don't you know about this? No. If I watch TV as much as some of you guys do, I wouldn't be able to get anything done during the day. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Now, we are the reason, white folks, are the reason that people are fat and can't lose weight. That simple. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Some of the craziest stories you've heard in quite some time. Be back in just a little bit.